There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
I asked God to take my pain away. God said, no. It's not for me to take away, but for you to give it up. I asked God to make my handicapped child whole. God said, no. Her spirit was whole. Her body was only temporary. I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no. Patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It isn't granted, it is earned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said, no. I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I asked God to spare me pain. God said, no. Suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked God to make my spirit grow. God said, no. You must grow on your own, but I will prune you to make you fruitful. I asked for all the things that I might enjoy. God said, no. I'll give you life so that you may enjoy all things. I asked God to help me love others as much as He loves me. God said, finally, you have the idea. Man proposes and God disposes. Our thinking is limited. Our plans are limited. Our domain of thinking is very, very small. Our vision is tubular. While God is unlimited. What we think is beneficial for me probably is harmful to me. And His plans are wide. His plans are glorious. His plans are much, much bigger than our plan. And He doesn't want us to get lost in those smaller plans. That's why more often than not we have seen that we have tried to do something, but everything falls apart. And then suddenly something unexpected happens. And that unexpected pulls you to an entirely new world, which was unheard, unseen, till now. Baba often uses this phrase in Murli. It's in Sindhi. Vat vande Brahman Fatu. What does that mean? A Brahmin was walking and suddenly got trapped. It is no fault of his own. He was going for his daily chore. He was walking his usual path But somebody comes and traps him. Baba says, I was also leading my path like that. And suddenly, I got trapped. God came and trapped me. Suddenly the virus infected. And the infection was contagious. It did not stay with one person. No social distancing worked. Mask was ineffective. The infection spread first to local community and then to the whole world. Baba says, I had no idea of what is happening. Everything was unpredictable, rather psychologically shattering or disturbing. They talk of three types of authority. The classification of authorities. Legal, you get authority by some legal proceedings. The second, traditional. There is a guru and gradually one guru makes another guru the head or the in charge of that institution, that ashram, that mutt, that monastery. And the third is charismatic authority. Charisma is an entirely different thing. The person does not have any traditional rights or legal rights, but suddenly the person becomes charismatic. Suddenly a supreme power takes over. The person is entirely different. He is no more the same. Outside everything appears same, but there is a sea change in everything. In the outlook, in the vision, in the attitude. And there is a glow of attraction, a halo of attraction. And people are pulled towards that charisma. So there are the three types of authority. The history of Brahma Kumaris is based on charismatic authority. It is not legal authority given by law. It's not the traditional authorities prescribed by gurus. It is the divine charisma. So this what Vende Brahman Fato. He was walking and he was trapped. In the late or early 50s, this man who was leading a normal life of a householder and he was thinking of retiring, suddenly a chain of events happened. Suddenly a series of events happened and that changed him for good. He was never the same. They were so strong, whether to call them divine visions or revelations, what word to give them is difficult. But there were seven revelations or visions that happened. The first one was when Baba went to Mumbai and he was sitting and chatting with his fellow friends, spiritual friends. Suddenly he had a pull. He was in his mansion in front of the Babulnath temple and he had a pull to go out. So he goes outside in his room and he experiences blissfulness, utter detachment from body, as if the flood of bliss has overtaken him and he stays totally away from the consciousness of the body. So that was the first experience of soul consciousness. This was the first trip. The second trip, he had some business work in Varanasi, that time known as Banaras. Earlier it was known as Kashi. So he had a friend there and he stayed in his friend's house, summer house. It was a big mansion. And there, the same experience repeated. It was also accompanied by divine vision of Vishnu for a moment. So that was the second extremely exhilarating, extremely blissful, extremely pleasurable. But why this is happening was ill understood. That was the second vision. The third again in Banaras. It was the starry night, the dark night. Clouds were covering the sky at places. And he was sleeping. And suddenly, he had a very dangerous vision, apocalyptic vision. It was an apocalypse, the great destruction. He saw city of America, cities of Russia, all the bigger cities. There were holes in the walls and the waters of the ocean coming into the cities. There is a widespread destruction, earthquakes. And then he also saw cities of Hyderabad and Kolkata and Delhi and Banaras getting destroyed. He saw millions crying. The dream was extremely disturbing and he shouted loudly, started pulling his hair out. His friend woke up and he came and asked what has happened. And this man was sweating. It was a dangerous vision, especially a sensitive person who is a devout, who is given to bhakti, who believes in Gita. The third vision, in the very same place at Banaras. It was very mild, a benign. This was malignant. This was benign vision. The fourth vision, where he saw stars are coming down from heaven, from above. They were hovering over his heads. And then the stars are going out. And they are falling down and turning into deities. He saw colorful deities wearing colorful dresses, beautiful costumes. He saw the palaces bedecked with diamonds, emeralds, and everything was pleasing, beautiful. And after these visions, during this vision, he wrote 5 letters at home. His daughter, Laukik daughter, Nirmal Shantadadi describes, when I received the letter, my hands were vibrating. The letters were so powerful. And what was written in the letters? I got it. Whatever I wanted, I got it. Treasures is in my hand. I have got the treasure. I don't need anything else more. What I wanted, I got it. The letters were ill understood, unfathomable. So Baba goes to Kolkata, tells his partner that I want to wind up. Whatever you want, you take. I don't need anything more. So that was around in the afternoon, 4 o'clock. And there was a train going from Kolkata to Hyderabad at around 9 p.m. So Baba said, finish all the court proceedings in these few hours. I have no time. So things were settled. And also, he gets a mail, a telegram from Hyderabad that his uncle has died. His uncle is very sick. You come fast. So he starts by train. He reaches, but by the time he reaches there, his uncle has already died. And after 1 week, he gets the next vision. And what is that? What is that vision? 5th vision. He sees the soul departing from the body of his uncle. The soul has first gone to the feet and then it's moving up and then departing through the forehead. So that was the vision. And he comes to the conclusion that soul is very different from body. And then the 5th vision. 6th vision. This was 5th. The 6th vision was of Vishnu. But this time Vishnu is speaking. Till now, the visions were silent. There was no voice. But this time, the Vishnu spoke. He had 4-armed. Tatattvam. What I am, you are. And he is confused. He goes to his guru. But guru had no idea. Or rather, it was beyond his guru to give such visions. And Baba understands that in no time. He also had vision of Jagannath. He also had vision of Kedarnath, Badrinath, these 4. And the last vision, the 7th. And this vision was the deepest. And this vision was the greatest. And this vision was not just experienced by him, but was also witnessed or seen by his daughter-in-law. So this guru, his name was Lalji. He was a Gujarati man, introduced to Baba by his brother, Laukik brother. So he had spent a considerable amount, 25,000. That's a big amount in those days. So you can understand the deep religious nature of this man, that he is spending 25,000 for his guru. Even now, it's so difficult for anybody to spend that much amount. If some guest comes, we would try to manage him with whatever we already have, rather than spending a single penny for guest, no matter even if he's some guru or anything. So deep religious nature. And he's sitting there, the satsang is going on, and suddenly gets up. Something, an unknown power pulls him. He goes and sits in his room. And then the divine, the supreme overtakes him. And we all know this story. Multiple times we have heard. The entry of God Shiva, witnessed by his daughter-in-law, Brijendra. She says that I can never forget that. So after these events, what were the effect? Post-visions. Aftermath. What is the aftermath of these visions? First, this Baba was an entirely changed man. He decided to go in more silence, to understand these happenings. These are very disturbing. After all, why these are happening? And also, Vishnu is coming and telling that you are me, and that those deities are saying that you have to create such a world. How can I create? I'm a simple businessman, restricted to sin the community. What world? What vision? Who spoke? Why spoke? Everything was disturbing. So there was a need for more silence to churn. You know, this is a very beautiful thing. Even now we can have it implemented in our lives. Even before these visions, Baba had his friend in Banaras. He had a big mansion and Baba used to go there for silence retreat. Even much before. Such silence retreat are very effective for spiritual progress and orientation. Because whilst living in this world, with so many hundreds of worries, tensions, stresses, cares, you get lost. You need very calm vision. You need calm. You need time to churn, to think, to go within, to introspect, to retrospect, to understand the things which are happening, to understand your own relationships, to understand your own mind. Because constantly staying in this world makes us outward going. We become extrovert. And every soul needs introversion to go within. The time to pause, to think, to stop, to cogitate, to contemplate, to plan. So you should do these silent retreats in between. They're very powerful. So after the vision, he developed vairag, he developed desire to have more silence. Third, what else? As we said, he gave up his business. This was a higher call, the divine call. And every person gets such a call. Only we need to remain ready for such a call. The call can come anytime. The divine call. Come. Clasp my hand and come. Somebody will call you suddenly. And after this, Baba again, July 1936, decided to go to Kashmir and stay there for some time, at least 3 months, to churn, to think, to know what's happening. So these two things, Banaras retreat and Kashmir retreat, such a retreat should go on in life. You may need not to go to Kashmir every time. You can create Kashmir on the terrace of your house in the garden near your room, or at some seaside, or some nature's sanctuary, some beautiful place. Even if nothing is there, you can create that in your own mind. But you need silence. Silence is the catalyst. So, Baba says, I had no business with all this. I was leading my life. I was thinking of retiring. Even marry off the remaining children. And then thinking of devoting totally. Probably 12 gurus are there. He is probably thinking of the 13th. Because whatever he had to take from these, he had already taken. So there was internal planning, and suddenly all the plan is shattered. So when unexpected things happen in life, don't stay in the stage of shock. Know that some new thing is going to happen now. Know that some new path is going to open up. So life is about staying ready. You will not get what you want, but you will be given that which is beneficial to you. God is not here to fulfill your need or even your greed. Your greed or need, but what is the best for you? You have to undergo a particular situation of trial and tribulation in order to become strong, because without that situation you cannot become strong. Deceptions of life, insults, abuses, struggles, obstacles, they make you stronger than simple praises, than simple appreciation and fame and name and glory. The real growth happens in unfavorable situation. Sweet are the uses of adversity. Shakespeare's King Lear says, sweet are the uses of adversity. The more the situation is adverse, you become stronger. So, even if you get caught like this, stay happy, enjoy, rejoice. Every situation of life, every scene of this drama is so beautiful. Watch as a detached observer and enjoy. Many actors have already come on the stage. Some actors are still not. Their part has yet not started. They will come on the stage. We are here. We are thinking that all accounts are clear. No. Greater accounts are waiting for you. The Ravan's entry has yet not taken place. Ram is into the forest. It's already 13 years. And they are just thinking, now we'll go back. But they had no idea that something unusual is going to happen. So also, Sita is just on the verge of getting kidnapped. So stay ready, alert, awake, every moment, watchful. The enemy is hiding in ambush. Om Shanti.